This is the local VK5 news segment. And from the South Coast Radio Club.
Hi, this is Nathan, VK5 OG, president of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. On June the 4th at 10 a.m. at McLaren Vale's Visitor Centre, we're having a morning coffee catch-up. Hope to see you there. This has been Nathan, VK5 OG, president of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club, and all is welcome.
And now from Wison, SA.
Hi, this is Stuart, VK5STU. Wison, SA held its AGM on Saturday, May the 3rd. There was a good number of members in attendance, and the meeting went smoothly. The new committee is as follows. Bob Ellis continues as president. Tony Green continues as treasurer. The ordinary members include Rodney Mitchell and Stuart Fillmore. The vice president and secretary positions remain vacant, so if you feel you might like to discuss taking on one of these roles, please email committee@wisonsa.org.au. The Barossa Rally will be held in September, and once again Wison are helping out. So if you wish to participate, please email your interest to committee@wisonsa.org.au. And finally, the monthly Wison Net will be held tonight at 2000 hours on the linked repeater network. And all are welcome to participate, and we thank those who make the repeater network available. This has been Stuart, VK5STU, for Wison SA.
And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5QI, with the AREG news for the 1st of June. AREG's next meeting will be held on Friday, the 20th of June, and this month we're trying out an alternative meeting venue in the eastern suburbs. Come join us at the St. Peter's Youth Centre, which is located on Cornish Road in Stepney. This venue is located within Lind Reserve, Stepney, with parking available nearby on Cornish Road and in the Lind Reserve car parks. This month's presentation is from club member Adam Jenkins and is all about ESP32 microcontrollers. Adam will discuss how these can be applied to our communications-centred hobby. With built-in Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, and a dual-core CPU, the ESP32 is changing the maker world and opening up new possibilities that will enhance radio projects, from remote station control and APRS beacons, to digital mode interfaces and portable logging tools. Adam will discuss the capabilities of the ESP32, some programming basics, and how it can interface with RF hardware. Doors open at 7 p.m, with the presentation kicking off at 7:30 p.m. Everyone's welcome to attend. If you've never come along to one of our meetings, we'd love to see you there, and all guests are welcome. For our remote members, the meeting will be broadcast via Zoom, and the talk will be recorded for later viewing on YouTube. After the presentation, we'll be holding a short special general meeting to vote on a special resolution for updates to the AREG Constitution. AREG members, please check your emails for information on this. Again, don't forget that this month our meeting will be held at the St. Peter's Youth Centre on Cornish Road in Stepney. You can find more information on the venue location and also on other upcoming AREG events on the AREG website at areg.org.au.
And let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK5HCF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. Next Sunday is the big day. The South East Radio Group annual convention will open its doors in the Margaret Street Scout Hall at precisely 9:30 a.m. Meanwhile, the Australian Fox Hunting Championships will have been in full swing since bright and early on the Saturday morning and will have continued well into the night. We wish all the competitors the very best. This will be the first year for many years that the fox hunts will be without the much-loved presence of Bevan, VK5TV, Silent Key. No doubt Bevan will be watching and cheering the participants on. As I mentioned last week, we will be hosting the first Australian viewing of the brand new Yaesu FTX-1. Guy from VK Radio will be bringing along the only unit currently in Australia for you to have a look at. It will not be for sale at this point. Of course, all the usual attractions will be in place, a good door prize and many others for the home brew competition and the many raffles during the famous Sunday night dinner. A guest speaker will feature during the afternoon before the presentation of awards, which precedes the sit-down dinner. We hope to see you here on the day. In other news, last night 9 of our members helped to provide the communications for a car rally. With the headquarters located in our new club trailer in Iernanguri, approximately 35 kilometres north of Mount Gambier, this was our first event for 2025. Fortunately, due to some strenuous lobbying by the South East Automobile Club members and some from Surge, we were able to convince the organisers to drop the proposed final stage, as it would have meant at least a 2 a.m. Sunday morning finish. As it is, we were probably looking at a midnight end to proceedings anyway. We've been very fortunate to have received some rain over the last few days, and if it continues, it should make some of the tracks quite interesting for the drivers. Our normal June activity night has been brought forward to last Friday night in order to allow Greg VK5ZGY and Tim VK5AV to conduct a class on how to be a fox for the upcoming Australian Championships. This will free up our normal June activity night spot to allow us to set up the Scout Hall in readiness for the convention. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week, and of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Greetings one and all, this is Les, VK5KLD, with today's news from the North East Radio Club. Now I trust that all of you who attended the 5th Friday lunch on Friday had an enjoyable time and a good feed. It was good to see so many happy North East Radio Club members and their partners having a good time. And the next 5th Friday is on the 29th of August, when we will again gather at a venue to be chosen by Lunchalot. Now I really enjoyed last Sunday's amateur radio technical segment on the Houghton 2 metre repeater VK5RHO 146.850 MHz with a 91.5 Hz access tone. It was a very detailed history of the development of radar. And there will be another of these technical lectures on the last Sunday of this month, namely the 29th of June. And while we're talking about the Houghton repeater, the 70 centimetre repeater is back in action, and you can hear it on 439.875 MHz, and there's a negative offset of 5 megs, and there is no access tone on it at this time. Now don't forget the weekly events at the North East Radio Club, the Coffee Club at the Tea Tree Gully Library every Wednesday morning, and the F Troop Net every Friday at 5 p.m. on the linked repeater system. So stay negative everybody, 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.